This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half-staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. Nearly 3,000 people died after terrorists hijacked 4 passenger planes and crashed them. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Vice President Kamala Harris won last night's debate.
On substance, on style, on so many different aspects. Kamala Harris had Donald Trump on his heels really from the very beginning, and he was never really able to recover. And it just felt like the same rambling Trump show that we've seen so many times over the last 8 or 9 years.
Schaefer says Harris's performance will make the most favorable impression on undecided voters who are just starting to pay attention to the race. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will rule on whether mobile voting vans can be used in future elections. Justices heard oral arguments yesterday. A ruling is not expected until after the November election. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin may have fewer doctors if abortion isn't codified nationwide. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Med schools here in the Badger State had a 10% drop in applications after the Dobbs decision.
We are going to have severe issues in serving the needs of women in the state of Wisconsin.
The Women's Health Protection Act would codify Roe v. Wade nationwide. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Baldwin's opponent, Eric Hovde, supports an abortion ban after 12 to 14 weeks of pregnancy and says voters in each state should put the question to a referendum. People in Wisconsin have lower concentrations of forever chemicals in their blood than people in other states. That's according to a newly published PFAS study from the University of Wisconsin. Researchers found people who eat fish on a regular basis have higher levels than most. So do older white men who make more money. People in Wisconsin have a chance to see the Northern Lights again starting tonight. NOAA is predicting a minor geomagnetic storm tonight and tomorrow night. Unfortunately, it's also supposed to be too cloudy in Wisconsin for sky gazers to get a good look. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. More than 200 official debate watch parties were held across Wisconsin last night for the Democratic Party of the state. In Stevens Point, people gathered at the Democratic headquarters on Division Street.
It's obviously a challenge to moderate a debate that Donald Trump is in because he will try to take command of the microphones. And supposedly the microphones are muted tonight, but they're letting both candidates speak, and Trump really takes advantage of that. That's
Rick Christofferson, 3rd Congressional District Representative for Portage County. Will Shader is a volunteer and a school board member. Here's his debate takeaway for undecided voters.
I don't think many people are going to be convinced to vote for Trump because of this debate, but I think if you're on the fence, you might take some of what Harris is saying and like that.
Republicans held watch parties in 20 counties across Wisconsin, but not in Wood or Portage County. Flags are flying at half-staff across Wisconsin and the nation today out of respect and remembrance for the nearly 3,000 people who lost their lives in the attacks on September 11, 2001. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order making this a state day of service and remembrance to encourage all Wisconsinites to commit acts of service and give back to local neighbors and communities to honor the lives lost 23 years ago. You can honor the day by volunteering, engaging with your neighborhoods and communities, performing acts of kindness, or taking time to reflect on the significance of the day. The Verso paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids closed in 2020, taking away 900 jobs. Now the city has given a razing demolition permit to MRD Group, Inc. to salvage and demolish sections of the former mill. They'll leave a restored surface on the site where the city can pursue redevelopment. Debate parties took place across Wisconsin last night as Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump took the stage. The response from the Trump campaign team declared an indisputable victory for Trump, calling VP Harris a radical left puppet with no vision, no solution, and no answers. Harris campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon stated, "Americans saw exactly what kind of president Kamala Harris will be, one who offers a new way forward for the country, who will be a president for all Americans, and who will turn the page once and for all on the darkness and division of Donald Trump." On Oneida Nation in Wisconsin, white corn harvests are an important cultural practice. Corn is taken to elders and seeds are saved for the following season. On one Oneida farm this year, climate change-fueled spring rains destroyed nearly the entire harvest. Oneida farmers want to adapt and are using regenerative practices. The 8th Annual Central Wisconsin Book Festival will take place September 26th through the 28th. There'll be special events at McMillan Memorial Library on September 27th and the 28th. Wisconsin deer hunters should consider testing their deer for chronic wasting disease. Eric Larson is a deer herd health specialist with the Wisconsin DNR. CWD testing remains a priority for the agency, with sampling available statewide. DNR has priority areas that agency staff are especially interested in receiving samples from to help further understand disease levels and distribution. Whether to consume deer that test positive is a personal choice, but Larson notes agencies that specialize in human health, like the CDC or the World Health Organization, don't recommend consuming a deer that tests positive for CWD. Find out more at dnr.wisconsin.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers start their road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the offense had its struggles after getting two early runs in a game dominated by pitching.
Guys competed, and the McGill and Williams at the end were really good, and thought it was a good effort by our pitching staff for sure, and our defense, and then obviously coming out and getting two early runs. Tough night to hit, but still it was pitcher-dominated game. We made a couple mistakes on the bases that cost us runs, maybe.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a six-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. Coach Matt LaFleur said they are getting Willis ready for Indianapolis on Sunday.
You got to play to your player's strengths, so it's our job to try to come up with whatever we come up with in order to put him in a position to be successful.
It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Rapper Kendrick Lamar will take time off from his feud with Canadian rapper Drake to headline the Super Bowl halftime show in February. Does he have big expectations? Yahoo Entertainment reports the 37-year-old rap phenom says he intends to remind viewers why rap music is the most impactful genre there is. The Super Bowl halftime show will be sponsored by Apple Music and Roc Nation and probably go on a bit too long. And how can this be possible but really want it to be news? There will finally be a sequel to The Goonies. It only took 40 years. Even more shocking, most of the main characters are returning. Yikes. Chris Columbus, who wrote the original, as well as Home Alone, is expected to write the new script. My guess is that this time around, the friends are trying to save their assisted living facility and challenge the developers to a shuffleboard off while eating boiled meat. The sequel to The Goonies is scheduled to start filming next year and will most likely be released in 26 or 27. I almost feel sorry for the Kardashians. They just want to be left alone, but attention seems to find them. Take Dream Kardashian, for example. She's had a really big week, making her modeling debut, walking the runway with sass and attitude, creating a new Instagram page, and recently releasing her first single, a saucy tune called Besties Do It Better. The really amazing part? She's 7 and in second grade. Oh, but don't worry, there is serious parental oversight. Dream's parents are Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian, the youngest and chubbiest of the Kardashian brood. I'll just leave you with a sample size of the lyrics for Besties Do It Better. It's Dream, I'm on the scene, and I'm the queen. There's no time to be mean. Besties do it better. That's my friend forever. I want my friend forever. Besties do it better. Her parents are terrible songwriters. They should have asked Uncle Kanye for help. Actress Drea DiMatteo says that when she auditioned for The Sopranos, she thought it was a show about opera. DiMatteo played the character Adriana on the show that ran for 6 seasons, and she's not the only cast member who at first thought the show was music-related. Jamie Lynn Sigler, who played Meadow Soprano, also thought she was auditioning for a show about singers, primarily because she had little TV experience and her background was in musical theater. Sigler told Justin Long on his Life is Short podcast that while at the audition, she did not see an accompanist, so she offered to sing a cappella for creator David Chase, the series producer who seemed confused. Interestingly enough, neither Sigler or DiMatteo figured out the show is not about music until season 3. I made that last part up. These and other fun stories about The Sopranos can be viewed in the new documentary Wise Guy, David Chase and The Sopranos, airing on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 53. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.